February the 22nd, 2012. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of Gerwick.net. That's G-E-R-W-E-C-K.net, Gerwick.net. Your source on the World Wide Web since 1997 for all your pro wrestling and MMA news. And at this time, it's a pleasure to welcome a special guest to the website. She's a former one-half tag team champion from WSU, along with Marty Bell. And she's got a big match coming up with Marty Bell on March 3rd. Tonight, I give you Tina San Antonio. How you doing tonight, Tina?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks, Steve.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
I noticed, you know, looking over your bio that you train with Johnny Rods, Gleason's gym. And how did you get started with Johnny?
When I first wanted to get into wrestling, I was looking for something in my local area. And, you know, it just so happened to be that it was Johnny's school. Which I was in luck. I didn't have to travel too far to train at, you know, with a Hall of Famer. So I spoke with Johnny and started training right away. And I, you know, definitely got a good, he's definitely the old school guy that teaches you the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, that there's no magic wands. You know, he's right out front with you and couldn't have trained at a better place.
Obviously cool to train with somebody who's trained Tommy Dreamer, the Dudley Boys, off the top of my head, Taz, of course, trained with him as well. So, you know, since training with him, what do you think is the biggest lesson you've learned from Johnny, from training from a trainer like Johnny? And obviously Johnny is a WWE Hall of Famer. What do you think is the biggest lesson you've learned from, specifically from training with Johnny?
Right. Well, right now, Johnny does it. You know, Johnny gets in the ring once in a while these days. But other than that, it's really, he's a teacher. He just, you know, he preaches. And from day one when I sat down and he was just like, so what do you want, you know, out of this? You know, he sees me walking in as a female, which normally in his gym, they don't stick around for too long. And he was like, What do you want? And I was like, well, I don't want to be just another pretty girl. I want to be a wrestler. I want to learn how to wrestle. And I think that definitely, you know, I think I saw a little smile, you know, on the side of his cheek when I said that. And still to this day, when I sit down and talk to him, he'll say, do you remember what you said when you first sat down here? And I was like, yes, I remember, Johnny. He teaches you lessons, you know. That's the most valuable thing I think I could bring with me, are things that you're not going to learn inside a ring. It's going to happen sitting down in his office and talking with him and hearing all of his stories, you know, that happened for, you know, his whole wrestling career. So, and I think that's the most, you know, thing that I can say was most valuable for me.
At the same time, when you were training with Johnny, with other females in the class as well?
Not when I first started. When I got there, I was the only female. And then Marty Bell came along. She actually was there, but she wasn't wrestling at the time. She was only managing and balleting. And I think I was training for a couple of months before she actually decided to step inside of the ring. So I just was training with the guys for a little while. And I mean, it was tough. They didn't think I was going to stick around. So from the second that I got inside of that ring, they did nothing but be really, really hard on me, because I think that was their way. Once they saw me, that I was still coming back. 2 weeks later, I was still coming back. 3 weeks later, I was still coming back. You know, I just kept coming back, and I finally earned their respect. So I think they're just hard on me to see if I even wanted to, you know, stick it out and put up with all of it.
After all those bumps and bruises, and she still comes back, right?
I you know what? The first day, I you know, they train a couple times a week there. I think I might have been. They train Mondays, they train Tuesdays, they train Thursdays, and they train Saturdays. I came in on Monday. I was very excited. They made me run the ropes, maybe for 45 minutes. I had a huge bruise, maybe the size of a basketball, on my butt cheek, and it was just, I was in so much pain. So I didn't go in on Tuesday. I couldn't even sit down, but I did go back Thursday. So yeah, they're tough on me.
What interested you about wrestling, and you know, why did you get into wrestling, and who were some of the favorite wrestlers you had growing up?
Okay, I can definitely say that I was a fan as a child. I did sit down all the time watching wrestling with my grandfather growing up, and it was always on, and it was around me. And then, you know, as I grew up and I was a teenager, kind of, you know, I wasn't in my life as much anymore. But then, you know, in the late 90s, I started getting into it again. I started watching it some more. And I've always liked wrestling. But I don't think having, you know, the like or the love of wrestling is actually what got me in it. I wanted to stay in shape. I wanted to get back in shape. And I wanted to start doing something. And the more and more I thought about it, I was like, I need an activity that I'm going to, you know, have constant stimulation. What can I do? And then when I thought, I was like, no, wrestling. I've always, you know, wanted to try it. Let me see what it's like. And I, just like every other wrestler out there, I'm sure you heard the story a million times, I fell in love with it. And that's why I'm wrestling still to this day. But I'd say growing up, who inspired me the most, I was a big fan of, as a little kid, I was a fan of Jake the Snake Roberts. I'll say that 100 times if I have to. I mean, as a child, it was entertaining. I couldn't wait for him to take the bag, pull the snake out. I mean, I was definitely entertained by it. And then being inspired, I was inspired by, you know, Trish Stratus, Ivory, Jazz, you know, definitely the whole Attitude Era. And that's definitely the reason why I love it so much.
What was the reaction of your family and friends when you told them that you wanted to train to be a professional wrestler?
Oh, well, my family and friends, they all think I'm a bit crazy anyway. So I don't, you know, I don't think they really paid too much attention to it when I had said it to them. They were probably thinking, well, it's just something she's into right now, you know, give it a little bit of time, you know, she'll get over it. But nope, you know, they were not the least bit surprised, I have to say, you know, after the first week of training where I was all bruised up. I mean, they saw it and they didn't like it, but they were definitely very supportive and have been very, very supportive of me.
Did you have an athletic background? Did you play sports in high school?
I was, you know, I played a little bit of sports. I was in gymnastics for a few years. I did about like 8 years of gymnastics. I did some cheerleading. I definitely was the tomboy, you know, had all the, you know, neighbors and everything that were around me were always a bunch of guys, you know, knocking on my door, let's go play football, let's go play basketball. So sports, you know, was always around me, and I was very athletic. I mean, I'm a lot older than I was in high school these days, so maybe I can't do as many flips as I used to, but yeah.
Going back to you were talking about Johnny. Asking you, you know, what do you want from this business, or what do you want to be, or what do you want to do? And I guess, you know, what are your long-term goals in this business? What do you want to accomplish in pro wrestling?
I mean, like I said, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with every aspect of the business. You know, not only, you know, the wrestling side of it, but definitely the, you know, the business aspect of it. And all I want to do right now is be able to travel as much as I can and wrestle for as many people as I can. I don't want to set too many goals for myself, but I'm not, you know, limited to anything. You know, I just want to kind of take it day by day. And, you know, I don't think right now, like, you'll never truly learn everything. So I think with every match and every training session I have, you know, I'm just going to keep on growing. So, you know, my goal is to just perform with the best of the best, you know, whether that's any kind of, you know, domestic federation or overseas. It's just whenever the opportunity to work with the best presents itself, I'll definitely be ready for it.
Do you consider yourself a student of the game? Do you like to watch, like, wrestling tapes of, you know, different eras, different wrestlers, and kind of learn from those tapes?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the only way you can definitely, you know, try to learn everything. I mean, it's hard to watch now. I mean, watching wrestling also, you know, as a wrestler now, you're definitely coming in as a really hard critic. for things, but it'll definitely, you know, help you develop yourself watching all, you know, what's old is new. So, I mean, the only way to truly learn anything is to go back and watch all of those wrestling tapes. And again, going back to Johnny's, you know, lessons and teaching, he definitely has a VCR in his office, and he pops in those tapes, and he'll, you know, you'll sit there and watch the old, you know, Johnny Rods at work. So it's always a lesson to be learned.
I guess to someone that's never seen you actually wrestle, of course, the beauty of the internet now is you can put some of your matches on the internet, people can see it, and of course, WSU does internet pay-per-views, and they have DVDs that people can check out, but maybe for someone that's never actually seen you wrestle, how would you describe your ring style?
I definitely would say I'm an all-rounder. I kind of get in there and I do whatever it takes to win. So, I mean, I'm full of surprises inside of the ring.
Now, I got to ask about the name, obviously, Tina San Antonio, because I remember the first time I've heard about you, I assume that Tina San Antonio must come from Texas. So the obvious question would be, how did you come up with the name Tina San Antonio?
Okay, yeah. Well, San Antonio is in Texas. However, it is, it's Italian. So Tina San Antonio is actually, it's my real name. So
it's a shoot.
It is. It definitely is. You know, it has everybody going for a few minutes until you really get to know me. Yeah, I mean, I inherited it, so can't change that.
It was funny when I learned that you were actually from New York. I don't know, did you ever think about, you know, billing yourself as, like, from Texas and have, like, a cowgirl, an outfit and a top hat and everything and spurs and portray yourself as actually from Texas, you know, Tina San Antonio from Texas?
Yeah, absolutely, and I still think about it all the time. I definitely think it would actually be a fun gimmick to do, but I think that my Brooklyn accent is so bad. I would try to get inside that ring and pretend to be from Texas, and I would slip up, and oh, it would be awful. Just better to be myself, I think.
Yeah, there's always time to change later, but you're right. Like what you're saying, you got to definitely establish yourself now, and I would probably agree after, you know, talking to you, I'd understand why you probably wouldn't bill yourself from Texas. You don't have the Texas accent.
No. I mean, my parents, incidentally, live in Texas right now. They moved a couple of years ago from New York to Texas. And I go down there, and like, if you're in Texas and you're around Texans, you can, that drawl that they have, you can definitely pick it up as you talk to them. Like, you just start to have that little twang, you know, to you as you're talking. But yeah, if I didn't have somebody there to have the conversation with, I'd be a hot mess.
Now, obviously, you're still training, obviously, ring training. What else do you do besides that? How do you stay in shape? And what kind of diet are you on to, you know, to keep up your cardio and to be able to, you know, compete in the ring?
The training is definitely cardio in itself. So I try to get in and train at least, you know, when I first started, I was in the gym all the time training. Now I try to get in there as much as I can get in there. Other than that, I have a little dog who I plug her everywhere. So,
Annie, right?
And there you go. So, you know, so I for some, you know, cardio with her. We go to the park all the time, and I love to run. I go to the gym often. Diet-wise, with eating, I'm terrible. I'm a terrible dieter. You know, I can definitely be in a lot better shape if I followed a good diet regimen, but I love food, so it's definitely hard for me. So the only thing I can do is try to run it off.
Who would be your dream opponent? I know, you know, you mentioned some of the legends, you know, in wrestling, but is there somebody, like, maybe realistically that maybe is out there, maybe on the indie circuit, you know, maybe a former WWE diva, TNA knockout? Is there anybody that's kind of a dream opponent, somebody you've yet to face that you're like, oh, I can't wait to face her someday?
You know what, absolutely. I think my opponent that when I wrestle her, I would feel like my whole, you know, wrestling was fulfilled would be actually be Tara. So I think, you know, she's just somebody that always kind of inspired me, you know, as a wrestler. So if I can get in the ring with her one day, I would definitely love that.
Let's talk about your tag team partner. I guess your former tag team partner now, Marty Bell. You, of course, won the WSU Tag Team Championships, and now you have split up. What was, for those that don't get a chance to watch WSU, what was the circumstances of the breakup? And talk about a little bit about wrestling her on March 3rd.
I think the breakup was inevitable. You know, there's definitely reasons that led up to our breakup. You know, deception on her end from me. But I wasn't able to make the anniversary show, which is actually, this is the anniversary show that we're going to be wrestling on 3-3 next Saturday. As, against each other, our first time in the ring, not tag team partners, but a year ago, I had a little injury, which was brought out as I faked my injury because I couldn't make the show. And at one of the last five PPV shows, I was brought on the big screen that I staged my injury and everything, and I did that behind her, back. I went out and did my own thing, and she was all upset. But I have to say, I needed to do this anyway. I needed to break up the Bell scenes. It just was not working out. You know, she kept saying all along the whole time that she did all the work in the tag team, which is a bunch of BS because she definitely was the weak link of the team, and she was just holding me back. So, I think it was going to come to a head at some point, and it just did.
I want to mention also the March the 3rd show is going to be an internet pay-per-view. As you said, this is the anniversary show. And I also want to mention that on this particular show, if people are interested, they're also doing their Hall of Fame, and mm-hmm. they're going to induct Cindy Rogers, who just recently retired.
Yeah.
A great women's wrestler that never really got the recognition I think she deserved.
Absolutely.
Jaina, Dixie Carter from TNA, and then Georgianne Macropoulos, mm-hmm. who ran a popular website, Wrestling Insider, for a long time. So a lot of, definitely those four women are definitely deserving. I guess the one that maybe would stick out would be Dixie Carter. Of course, she's run TNA Wrestling for really almost from the inception of TNA Wrestling. The question would be, it is a pay-per-view. Is there any chance that Dixie Carter actually shows up to this particular event?
You never know. She's being presented with an award. If she shows up to accept the award, that would be amazing. If not, the promoter of WSU, Nick, already said that, they'll just send it to her, but she definitely deserves the recognition and the award. This is a woman superstar has been censored. She is a woman, and she definitely, she runs Impact, so she definitely deserves it.
So she's been invited anyway, so.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the invitation was always open.
Now, talk about your match specifically with Marty Bell. If fans want to tune into this pay-per-view, what can they expect from this match?
Okay. Let me set the record straight from the beginning, because I have a lot of fans always coming up to me, and they're like, why'd you do it? For the same reason you just asked, why'd you do it? Why'd you turn on her? She's saying all this stuff about you. And Marty just keeps running her mouth. She just keeps saying that, all I would do is get in the ring and do a bunch of flips, do this, do that, and then make her do all the work in the ring. She must have got a concussion somewhere along the line, because she really needs to go back and watch every single match from the day that we got into that ring, which was 2 years ago at an anniversary show, okay? This is just bringing it full circle right now, because she goes back, as well as the fans, okay? And I'm sure the fans know their history. Well, can see that I got my ass beat down so many times in there, just as much as she did. I did just as much work as she did. And when we won those belts, we wouldn't have had those belts if it wasn't for me. I literally gave her Cindy for the pin. We worked as a tag team at that time to get those belts. And then every time after that, Marty Bell, I don't know if it's a young selfishness in her or what it is, but she always had to have the spotlight. It always had to be about Marty Bell. She always had to make that tag to make sure she got the win, you know. So I think I'm just fed up at this point. And then she just keeps running her mouth saying that I never did anything. So we're going to see what Tina San Antonio is going to do this time when we get in the ring. And I'm going to show all of our fans, all of her friends and family, I'm going to show the world who Better Bell Saint is. That's it. So everybody should tune into this because it's definitely going to be, I'm sure she'll definitely put up a fight. I mean, we train together, you know, but that's going to be her weakness also because I know all of her tricks. So she's not going to, you know, get past me on that sense. So it's definitely going to be a match to watch.
That'll be March the 3rd. Again, that's an internet pay-per-view. You can check it out. WSUWrestling.com for more information. They have Mercedes Martinez, who's the champion, is going to take on Jessica Havoc on the show. We were talking about Tina San Antonio against Marty Bell. You got April Hunter on the show. So it's a good, interesting card here that they've assembled. I just was curious with, you know, all women shows, what's the perspective from the fans? Are they going to see athletic wrestling, or is it sometimes you're finding that fans are going more for, you know, the TNA eye candy type presentation?
You're definitely going to have, you know, I'd say a little bit of both, but I'd be lying because it's a lot of bit of both. I find that women wrestlers, they have a lot to prove. So when they go in there and they're in that ring, they're not giving you 100%. They're giving you 350%. They're giving you, you know, everything. So when you come to WSU and you watch one of our shows, whether it be live in the audience or on pay-per-view, you're going to see a bunch of talented women in there going in it and busting their ass to give you, you know, the show of a lifetime. You're definitely going to get eye candy. I mean, that's what you're going to get out of women, regardless. You're going to, you know, you're definitely going to watch it to see that, but you're going to be surprised when you watch a show on actually how great of a show it is. So, I mean, I suggest to everybody out there, if they haven't already tuned in, that they go ahead and they watch this show, especially with the main event, too. I mean, you have Jessica Havoc and you have Mercedes Martinez, who's been, you know, undefeated and been champ there for a while, you know, and then you have a new up-and-comer, Jessica Havoc, who's got a whole bunch of recognition this year, you know, and she's not giving up anything. She's going there and she's going to, you know, put her all that, you know, the belt is on the line. So I suggest fans, you got to tune on in.
Yeah, especially for those, you know, a lot of times we watch the women's matches on WWE or TNA, and a lot of times they're like 3 or 4 minutes long, and you get a show like this, like Mercedes Martinez was just, what, a pay-per-view or two ago? She went 60 minutes, 60 minutes plus. So
I think it was definitely plus. She went over 60 minutes plus twice.
So if you're looking for some actual women's wrestling and not just those, you know, those little TV matches they put out there and kind of move along, this is kind of a show that you might want to check out. The women actually wrestle on the show. They're not the 3-4 minutes
absolutely
to entertain. And,
yeah, we're all busting our ass in there. So, I mean, you're definitely, you know, not going to see a 30-second, 2-minute match. It's just, you know, look at them going, you know, an hour and a half inside the ring. The last show is a cage match, you know, there's ladder matches. I mean, I see these women, you know, going out there, and they're working so much harder, you know, than even a man inside the ring. So you're not going to get, you know, what you see on TV.
I wanted to ask you about Cindy Rogers. Obviously, you wrestled her before, and of course, she's retired now, I believe, because of injuries. And, you know, she was one that had been on the circuit for a long time. I know she had hopes, obviously, to move on to, you know, to move up to one of the big companies. And, what comes to mind, too, is Malaya Osaka just retired. Mm-hmm. She'd been wrestling for about 25 years.
Right.
And then there's somebody like Sarah Del Rey, who's been in the business for a long time, and everybody that I talk to say that she's like pretty much the best female worker out there. And you think, you know, I wonder if she's ever going to get that opportunity to, you know, to get a chance to show her stuff, in one of the bigger companies. I guess specifically with Cindy, you know, probably a lot of my audience, the readers of Gerwick.net, the people who listen to our podcast or interviews, probably don't know a lot about her. And of course, on this date, they're going to put her in the Hall of Fame. Can you talk a little bit about Cindy Rogers, the impact she's had, and obviously getting a chance to work with her in the ring?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's a veteran in the business. You know, she's been at old WSU shows, so she definitely needs to be in the Hall of Fame. For me, I mean, coming in, she was my veteran. I mean, from every match that I had with her, you know, I learned so much. And having been able to have the opportunity to, you know, work her, and actually my first win in WSU was against her, just to see what kind of, you know, person she is, and it gave me, you know, it put a smile on my face and made me, you know, be able to, like, look forward to the future, because when I was in the ring with her, she just, it brought out a sense of, you know, as a veteran doing this, she was just, you know, coaching me along, and a sense of reality of the whole thing inside the ring. So, you know, it definitely was nice to have that opportunity to work with her.
Absolutely. Now, I know you're very young in your career. You've only been in wrestling about 3 years now coming up. And I know, obviously, when you train with Johnny Roz, I'm sure he probably points out what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. At this point in your career, what would you say would be maybe your biggest strength, and what would you say would be your biggest weakness at this point?
Oh, don't ask Johnny. You're never right. You ask Johnny, you're always wrong. So according to Johnny, I probably do absolutely nothing right. I think what I'm doing right in the, you know, is that I'm finally able to put all of the pieces together to give a great performance, because there's so much that, you know, goes into it. And my biggest weakness is actually, you have your good days and you have the bad days, and I'm definitely not as young as all the other girls in the ring, and things are a lot harder for me sometimes. So you just got to stay focused and, you know, just keep saying, you know, I'm going to do it until I stop loving it. And I haven't stopped loving it yet.
I'm assuming, you know, early in your career, you've probably got a chance to do a little bit with the heel, the baby face side. Is there a particular, because of your personality, do you prefer to be a baby face or heel at this point?
I mean, I'm a natural heel, so it seems to come across no matter what. Even if you make me a baby face, I seem to always have, you know, an issue with somebody or an attitude. So, but other than that, I don't have a preference. I just want to get in the ring and win.
And what are you like away from the ring?
A nerd. I'm definitely a nerd. I probably talk too much. I love to travel, you know, and do new things and try new things and eat delicious food.
I notice,
going back to my diet problem, yes.
Well, I noticed on your Facebook page you put that you love to cook. So are you a good cook? That must be one of the reasons why you like to indulge a little bit with eating, is because, you know, I can't cook at all. So if I could actually cook, I'd probably be eating even more.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, I definitely love to cook, and I'm actually a good cook. So that's definitely a bonus. I think if I didn't take the path I took in my career right now, I definitely would have run into, you know, the culinary business side. So I enjoy it.
For somebody that maybe is an aspiring wrestler, somebody that's maybe listening to this interview, because sometimes I get questions like, you know, which school should I go to? What advice would you give someone that would say, you know, I'm depending on what their age, obviously. I always, you know, what age are you? You know, are you right out of high school? Have you gone to college? Are you have some sort of you know, formal training? But I guess just in general, maybe the question would be, how do you find a wrestling school? And then what advice would you give somebody that'd be interested in getting into professional wrestling?
I definitely think you should do your research when looking for a wrestling school to train in, because, you know, a lot of studs right now are popping up all over the place on the indie scene, and, you know, they just put up a ring and they say they have a school and you come there and train. Maybe it's less expensive, you know, than a few other places, and maybe that's the reason you chose it. But, you know, you want to be able to make sure that ring is there all the time for you. You know, you want it to be there a couple times a week, because you got to remember, you might be wrestling for, you know, well, this is another Johnny Rodzo lesson right here. You can be wrestling for 2 or 3 years, but you're only really getting inside that ring once a week. So you're only, you know, you really don't have 3 years of wrestling experience. You just have as much experience you can get, you know, when you're in the ring. So try to find a school that, you know, has classes more than once a week. Find out who's going to be training you, because if it's people who don't really have some kind of proper training, you're never going to be properly trained. You know, you need to protect yourself. You need to protect others. You know, you need to be able to how to do the basics. So just definitely do your research. And I think my advice for, you know, young kids who want to get into wrestling, I mean, I don't see an issue with you starting early in life and training, but I don't think you should stop, you know, having your education to pursue it as a career. You should definitely finish high school. If you're going to go to college, you should definitely go to college and, you know, get a college degree. And have wrestling as a hobby on the side. And then once you're done with getting your education and then you want to go, you know, and pursue it full time, then you can. I mean, being out in the business and seeing, you know, and having close friends who really don't have educations and seeing, you know, that this is their dream and now they're in their, you know, their late 20s and 30s and they still haven't achieved it. I mean, you start to wear down after a while, you know, physically. You're going to be worn down. It's going to only last for so long. So, I mean, without that education, you know, I it's just like, I think any dream you try to follow, you know, you should always just have an education to fall back on.
Yeah, that's probably the best advice I always try to give people is at least get some sort of formal training in another field. Just have something to fall back on
yeah,
in case
absolutely.
It doesn't work out. You know, everybody just thinks that I'm going to get into wrestling, I'm going to be in WWE, and it's like the chances of you getting there are not very good. Just like when people go into baseball or football and they're really good at it, they think, okay, I'm going to be in the NFL someday. Well, at least have something to fall back on in case you don't. That's the same thing with professional wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Go to college and have something just in case it doesn't work out.
Yeah, no matter what sport or, you know, again, your passion is in life, you should always have an education, you know, it's the most important thing, because even, you know, even if you just love wrestling and you want to wrestle and you don't want to go to, you know, one of the bigger, you know, companies out there and you just want to stay, you know, independent wrestling, you're not really probably making, you know, too much money anyway to pay the bills, you know, having an education at least makes it a little bit easier, you know, easier, you can.
I want to ask you, do you get a chance to watch WWE TNA at all?
I mean, with DVR these days, yeah. I have it set to record, so when I, you know, I am home and I get a chance, I do watch it.
Any opinion of the shows right now and directions they're going?
I mean, they're definitely two different promotions, you know, when you compare WWE and Impact. I mean, there's definitely, you know, some differences. I don't have favorite promotion or anything. You know, I'm a good fan of a good match, you know, and, you know, there's differences in both and in every promotion. I mean, in the end, you want to, you know, they want to make money. So if their money is, you know, more on the entertainment side and that's how their, you know, approach is, then, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, if they're making their money, then what are they doing wrong? So, if every promotion were the same, you know, it would be pretty boring.
Very true. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you have you ever gotten a feeler from either TNA, WWE to maybe, you know, send in a tape or have a tryout or anything like that at this point?
Last year I did go down to FCW. So that's what, you know, the Bell Saints feud is over kind of right now, because I did not go to a WSU show because I decided to go down there for it. But, you know, it was an opportunity that I could not turn down. And I had to, you know, see for myself what it was all about.
And obviously, you know, you train with Johnny, and obviously Johnny's a WWE Hall of Famer. So obviously Johnny's got a lot of connections to WWE. So, I mean, that would be one of the reasons, you know, going back to the training thing, is you want a trainer that has some connections, like, let's say, a Lance Storm, you know, out in Calgary. Guy who knows people in the business, he's been in the business, has connections to the big companies. So obviously, you know, someday you say, Johnny, you know, maybe you can make a call for me or something like that somewhere down the line. You know,
yeah,
maybe you could tell,
well,
you tell Johnny Laurinaitis, maybe, you know, you know, you know, maybe somewhere down the line, you know, send,
well,
in a tape or.
You know, Lance Storm, again, you know, he has a show, you know, The World of Hurt. Also, which is relevant right now in Canada, and for, you know, that definitely helps anybody who trains with him. And he's been, you know, you know, a lot closer in time than Johnny has to WWE. You know, he does have his friends and his connections and all of that, but if you're not going to get it out of Johnny, you know, you have to work and do it for yourself. He's definitely not going to, you know, help you get your foot in the door. You have to do that yourself. You have to, you know, work hard for it.
I wonder if did you get a chance to watch the Tough Enough show?
I did. I can't say I watched every single episode, but I think I did.
I just wonder what you thought, you know, overall as far as the presentation of the show, and then obviously the training aspect. Did it seem like a realistic way to find, you know, potential wrestlers to train with WWE?
I mean, reality television is reality television, you know. You don't know really what's a work or not. But, I mean, if it is no competition and it is, you know, the best person wins in the end, they better have it tough enough, too. Because those girls that were on there, I'm telling you, if I would have been on there, a girl would have been winning the first season. Because you can't, it's no crying in baseball. You can't, you know, come on. You're going there. You know what wrestling is. You know, for everybody who tells you that wrestling is fake, those people need to get in the ring and, you know, even for 5 minutes, and they're, you know, they'll see it's not, you know, it's bumps, bruises, sweat and tears, you know, and even a little bit of blood sometimes. So, you know, I'm looking for a tough enough too.
We got a question from Twitter. People want to know, is there any specific DVDs out there that they can check out some of your matches?
WSU. Right now, that's where they can go. You know, in the near future, hopefully, I'll try to have something set up on my website where, you know, people will be able to purchase some things. But right now, WSU is the best place.
I know a lot of, too, some of the independent wrestlers will have a YouTube page where they can put some of their YouTube match or their matches on YouTube for a chance, not only to show the fans, but you also show the promoters that, you know, hey, I'm not so bad. Maybe you want to book me for a show.
I mean, if they search YouTube, they'll find a few in there that were, you know, some other wrestlers might have put up. There's a few on there that they can watch. I mean, and then also there's clickwrestle.com right now, which a lot of different feds put their wrestling matches on, so you can view them that way also if you don't want to buy a whole DVD.
Have you gotten any feelers to work internationally?
I personally would love to. If the opportunity came, I would definitely jump on it. I do have a day job, which I have to be able to work around, so I couldn't go for an extended period of time, which is a down, you know, definitely negative on my end, because a lot of times if you go internationally, they like to keep you around for a little while. But if it's something that I can do, you know, a show here and there, I mean, absolutely, 100%, this is why I do it.
Now, I know I asked you what you're like away from the ring, and you said a nerd, but is there one thing about you that you could reveal that maybe would surprise people about you?
My last green outfit that I wear at WSU show, I made. So I actually I have a degree in fashion design. So, you know, if you didn't know that about me, it's probably something you didn't know.
I definitely did not know that.
Yeah, and I design, I'm a technical designer, and I work for a clothing company, and menswear and boys. So it's not even women's. That's what my degree in is, in menswear design.
What do your coworkers think of you as a professional wrestler?
Now that they all know, you know, I definitely told friends and family. I didn't tell coworkers because I didn't want them to, you know, think anything different of me, or, you know, just think it was kind of weird or whatever it is. You know, I'm in like the corporate world, you know, and here I am, this, you know, my moonlighting as a professional wrestler. My first day that I trained and I went into work the next day, when I told you I had all those bruises and bumps, I was sitting in my chair and I think I had like 2 ice packs shoved down my pants, and I had a donut I was sitting on. I was kind of leaning to the side and I was just sitting there, and I said, you know, I'm trying not to move because I didn't want to tell anybody. So I'm like, oh my gosh, if somebody asks me why I'm in so much pain, I don't know what I'm going to say. But I think, you know, they slowly here and there, you know, found out, you know, my closer coworkers, I kind of told them, and they were just, you know, they were interested in asking questions. But now with, you know, the social media and, you know, Facebook and Twitter and everything, they have calendars now hanging on the wall of me. So they're definitely, they get enjoyment out of it. They definitely, you know, it's a kick for them.
Yeah, you were, we were talking about before, you put out a 2012 calendar, some great pictures there.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I had an amazing photo shoot that it wasn't, you know, meant for a calendar. But then once I got all the pictures back, there were so many good ones and I couldn't choose, you know, what to do with what. And I was like, I need to do something with these. So I was like, you know what, these make a great calendar. So I said, let me get a shot at it. Let's see what happens. And, you know, it came out amazing. It was amazing. So, you know, I had to ship some internationally, you know, some fans in Scotland and stuff. So it turned out to be a great thing.
The power of the web, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of the web, why don't you guys plug your social media? And I know you have an official website to plug as well.
Yeah, my up and running now is TinaSanAntonio.com. If you go there, you can find all the other social media networks. From there, you can go to my Twitter page, to my Facebook page, my fan page, and all that good stuff. So I think that's just the best way to go, you know, just off the top of your head to remember, you know, everything. Everything's basically Tina San Antonio. So, you know, Facebook, it's Tina San Antonio, TSA, and Twitter is Tina San Antonio.
Keep it easy. It's everything Tina San Antonio.
That's right. I'm going to have a truck and a trademark it, like, you know, Blue Ivy.
Now, we were plugging the WSU show. What are some of the other dates you have coming up?
There's a lot of WSU dates coming up. So WSU, we have next Saturday in Deer Park. Following that, there's another WSU coming up on 4/14, 4/28, and 6/16. So we have a bunch of shows coming up. Everybody can watch them, tune into IPPVs if that show is available. If anybody is local in New York, I'm always once a month in Brooklyn at a Gleason's gym for WEW with Johnny Ross. The next show coming up is March 10th. And then I will be back in Deer Park for NYWC on March 31st.
And do you know some of your opponents yet, or are they just kind of, you just have bookings right now?
Well, right now, next weekend is Marty Bell, my former tag team partner. And I guess based on the outcome of that match, will lead up to whatever the other matches are. They're all, you know, tentative, pending, whatever the outcome of WSU show is next weekend. I'm not sure who I will be wrestling at WW. I have a feeling it could be Rick Cataldo. And if you know Rick Cataldo, he's on WSU as well. He's amazing. And then at NYWC, Nikki Sticks.
Okay, very good. Well, Tina San Antonio, we appreciate you know, the conversation tonight, the interview, and get a chance to know you a little bit better. And as we said before, TinaSanAntonio.com. You can also go to WSUWrestling.com. You can check her out on March the 3rd on internet pay-per-view against Marty Bell, and we wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's amazing. Thank you.